Well, on this Australia Day long weekend, it's worth examining one of the tenets that we hold most dear to us, egalitarianism. We all like to think there's equality here between us all. But in 2019, is there? Australia now has a record number of billionaires. Yeah, that's right, billionaires. There's 43 of them, in fact. And together, the richest 1% of Australia have more wealth than the bottom 70% combined. And that wealth is increasing. Joy Kiriakou, you're from Oxfam, who commissioned a study into all this. I got to ask, is the idea of an egalitarian Australia dead?
I think Australians really hold the idea of the fair go close to our hearts. And it's certainly an idea that's very close to my heart working at Oxfam. But I do think in Australia we're in danger of losing that egalitarianism in our society and losing one of those things that we really hold dear. And that's the case because inequality, and particular wealth inequality, is growing.
So it's fair to say that many disadvantaged, including lots of Aboriginal people, live in poverty.
That's right. So one of the things that we found looking at the data for this report was that Aboriginal Australians are much more likely to be in the bottom 25% of income in Australia, which is quite a problem, you know, in a country that does pride itself on fairness, in a country that is in fact a very wealthy country. There's a lot of wealth in Australia to go around. We shouldn't have those kind of statistics and that kind of thing persisting.
More generally, this lack of income distribution must really concern you?
It does really concern us as an organisation that's dedicated to tackling poverty. You know, not only looking at poverty in Australia, but also right around the world as a humanitarian organisation that goes in and provides aid in more than 90 countries. We're very concerned by this global trend. What we're seeing is that a lot of people, millions of people around the world, are being trapped in poverty that is basically impossible to escape no matter how hard they work. And that's the case often with people at the bottom of global supply chains, you know, big businesses making a lot of money at the top, but people earning poverty wages and unable to, you know, even if they work, you know, 14, 15 hours a day, not actually able to make ends meet.
So the richest people in Australia got richer. Now, has trickle-down economics worked like they promised and made the poor better off too?
No, we wouldn't say that it's worked at all. We're continually seeing the top 1% earning more, and in this case, more than 70% of all other Australians combined. We'd say that there's a real problem there. And at the same time, you know, poorer Australians aren't actually increasing their wealth. You know, we see figures from the ABS which show that workers' wages are stagnating and that wages are at the lowest growth rate that they've been in quite a long time. So that's meaning that people can't really get ahead.
Now, I'm talking with Joy Kiriakou from Oxfam. Gosh, it's not exactly the sort of Australia we like to think we are, is it?
Look, it's not, but there's no reason why it can't be the sort of Australia we like to think we are. And there's a couple of things that we're really calling on the government to think about and to consider acting on very soon. So what we really need to tackle this problem of inequality is for companies to pay their share of tax, for governments to ensure that they are taxing the wealthiest and corporations in a way that does mean they have enough revenue. So that's sort of to fix the runaway inequality at the top end. But then if we look more at the bottom end of what people really need, we then need governments to also focus on funding the things that people need. And that includes health services, education, and the sort of infrastructure that allows people to lift themselves out of poverty.
It's music to my ears, Joy. God bless you, darling, and more strength to you and your organisation. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
No problem.